I'm Lauren.
I'm Adioti.
And this is Can't Handle It,
where we put it all out there in the lens of two mamas
just trying to make it all work.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
We're here.
We are.
It's Sunday morning. We're recording.
Yep.
It's Happy raining Sunday. Outside.
It is.
Just the rain. The rain is just happening. And see, I thought for a minute after college that I could live in another state. I don't know if I could because I'm such a wimp about the weather.
In another, you like the, like maybe the east or yeah, where it's colder, like I just, or something?
Well, I just feel like when it's raining like this, I'm just like, rrr. And I know that here our weather is so mild and yet I still complain about it.
Mild? This is a special kind of cold and I'm from cold weather. Okay. I know a winter, but this one, these winters here are they're a special breed.
Really?
This is different. Way different. This is like to the bone, a chill to the bone. That's what you get.
Yeah,
here.
But you're used to like snow.
Yeah, but snow isn't and it's in it like. In and of itself, it's not, you dress properly for it and you're fine. And
yeah, that's
you know,
true.
But this, listen,
that is true. Cause I also feel like we're not prepared. Like the other day I had to go buy a new like puffy jacket for B cause I was like, I'm that parent that's dropping her off at school and I don't think she's properly dressed for the weather. And
you're
I
like,
don't want to be judged.
She's in a tank top.
We're walking down to her classroom. And she goes, "Mommy, pick me up. I'm freezing." That's what she said. I was like, oh, man, mother of the year. You need an actual puffy. Okay, got it. All the other kids are like bundled. There's my kid in like a zip up. Like, you're good, right?
I am the absolute extreme, like, end of that, where I bundle up. Like, because I'm from snow and snowy weather, I will bundle her up to the gills and with the hat and everything. I even got a little scarf, a little toddler scarf.
Oh,
like,
my gosh,
oh, we're in it.
Cute.
But we have reached the age where my level of bundling for her is a non-starter. She does kind of what she wants to do.
Just
and I'm like,
peel
oh, it's cold,
the layers off.
But you don't feel cold. That's fine. Just trust your body. Mm-hmm. So that's where we're at.
Yeah. Slight.
I used to be able to bundle her.
I know. They have so many opinions now. Bless their little sweethearts.
Bless their
so
hearts.
Many opinions.
Yeah. Yep.
Goodness gracious. Well, we are talking today about, speaking of judgments from, you know, possibly parents.
Look at
thinking,
you.
As I'm walking, I did the segue this morning.
That was a good segue.
I'm here.
Hello.
As we're walking down our classroom, hoping I'm not getting judged, we thought we would talk about unsolicited parenting opinions.
Yes.
It's just like, I feel like it's a part of our lives. It's like, what do you do during the day? Well, I work, I take care of my kid, and I get unsolicited advice.
And I feel unsolicited advice.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's not to say that we don't want any advice at all.
No, of
but
course
it's
not.
Like I don't know. I there are some things where it's just better left to have people just it's better to leave parents to have their experiences with parenting.
Yeah.
Let everyone have their like let everyone go through it. Let everyone unless they are asking you.
Yeah, I feel like it's one of those things where you really have to like, and this is where it gets hard because some people aren't good at this or don't have the skill. Like you have to read the room. Like you can tell if someone is sharing, like for us, I'll give an example for us recently, like making the transition to the big girl bed, right?
Right.
I've shared with a few moms about that and I do it in a way that I'm like, have you guys done this yet? And how did it go for you? Like, I would love to hear what the experience was.
Exactly.
But I feel like generally speaking, people just want to, like sometimes you won't even be having a conversation about something and so people will just like come at you with, oh, well, you know, at that age, or oh, when you went through this, and it's like, keep
and there's several things. It's like, don't project, like, don't, every child is different. Every situation is different. Don't project what happened to you or me. Like, who knows? And also, sometimes it, like, it's difficult to not complain, but like vent, or you, sometimes you just want to talk, be heard. Right. You don't need someone to sit there and give you a solution for everything you
don't need to bring up.
You know, there, sometimes you just need to be heard. And there's nothing wrong with just listening. And then, just like also the jump to the future. It's like, oh, wait till this happens. Oh, wait till that happens. Can I love this moment that I'm in with my child? For, you know, for better or for worse, can I love this moment right here without you giving me 10 steps that I need to jump to in a negative way, you know?
Well, and then there's the aspect of, like, I feel like a lot of times when people say the wait until or whatever, usually it's like you're talking about how you're experiencing something challenging right now. And maybe maybe it is a good positive thing, but I feel like typically it's when you're saying like, oh, this is really sucking the life out of me or whatever. And there's no validation for that. It's just, oh, well, wait until. It's like, well, what about how I'm feeling right now, though? Because I'm struggling right now. I'm not worried about what the next struggle is going to be.
And everybody's struggle is, it's different, and it feels different for everyone. You might be able to handle something that someone else can't. You might have 20 children and a person has one, and it's just as difficult for them.
Just as fucking hard. For you. That's me.
Yeah, that's like,
I have just the one.
A bit of a stretch, but you know.
I mean, it's hard. It's just hard all around. And I just think unless people are like actually inviting, I think there's a difference between inviting advice or just sharing how it went for you. One thing that I find is super helpful for me personally is just feeling that solidarity, like feeling like, okay, I'm sharing where I'm at right now in probably something that's challenging. And it's nice to be able to hear somebody else. It's just nice sometimes to hear somebody else say that's either going through it or has already been through it, say, oh my gosh, I get it. Like, this is what happened for us. Not in an advice way, but just like a, I see you. I know how hard that is. I get it. You just want somebody to like understand.
100%. And understand, acknowledge. That's it. Just baseline.
It doesn't have to be a fix. And I feel like usually people are pretty good about saying like, I, you know, what did you do when this was going on? Or what was, you know, how did you guys navigate it? Right. And if they don't, just hear them and acknowledge, it's so, so hard.
Or even leave and, would you like to know what I did? Or
Right. Because a lot of times we've also tried like 80,000 different things already. And it doesn't feel good to hear somebody like, you know, clearly you don't know what you're doing, basically. That's how I feel, at least.
In some cases, it puts some unnecessary anxiety that doesn't need to be there, you know, on a situation.
Yeah.
So, like, let's say potty learning, for example. I feel like it wasn't until you know, I started hearing from outside voices that it became this like scary thing. And it's like, oh no, like, we've been doing fine without the commentary, you know?
Well, because then you get in your head about it. And it's
When you just, if you let go and listen to your child, you'll follow your child's lead rather. That's probably most helpful. Than listening to the chatter outside of that.
Every kid is so different. And I feel like sometimes if people can, like, if you know that your kid is very similar to another kid, that's one thing. And then maybe what worked for that kid is going to work for you. But kids are so wildly different. And so usually the suggestions are really genuinely like not helpful most of the time.
Right. And then it's just this, you end up playing this comparison game, which doesn't,
doesn't feel good.
Because every kid is just so incredibly different. And just because one kid's not doing this in this moment doesn't make them any less, you know, intelligent or less developmentally sound or whatever you want, however you want to phrase it. You know, it's just we as adults are all different. I mean, what do you
It's not one size fits all. Well, and I think that there's the added element. I don't remember who I was talking to about this the other day, but kind of along the similar lines, like just our generation experiencing parenting versus even people that had kids, let's say 20, 25 years ago.
Yeah.
Now with the addition of social media, we obviously have grown up, you know, navigating it being introduced. But right. I think as parents, like so many moms that I've spoken to have said like, oh, I've had to delete the app off my phone, or I've had to, because the comparison is so intense.
Yeah.
Because I don't think we're meant to see and know quite so many people's like
lives,
experiences. Yeah, yeah. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
And when we just take it in and take it in and take it in, mind you, we're also taking in the highlight reel of whatever people feel like sharing.
That's
and nice. It's probably a, you know, somewhat of a representation of a whole picture, but most likely it's leaving a lot out.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that's exactly it with, you know, most, I'll say some social media platforms, right? You are getting the highlight reel. I think my, you know, best friendships are those where we can each, we like, we know it's all a, you know, SHIT storm. You know,
totally.
We can freely share that with each other.
Right. And without judgment.
Without judgment. Yeah. And I don't feel the need to post or, you know, constantly be talking about every, you know, rainbow and gumdrop thing that's going on in my life. Because actually, like, I mean, that, I don't know. If I'm with my closest friends, that's the time to get it out and have them hear me and have you say, I feel you. Like, I'm here with you. I acknowledge you. I support you. And I feel the same way.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
No.
It's a tricky thing. It's a tricky thing. And it's like, you don't ever want, I don't know how you feel in these moments, but a lot of times it's like, I can tell that the person offering the unsolicited advice, it's coming from a good place,
right?
99.9% of the time.
Yeah.
And so it's like, you don't want to be rude, and you don't want to make them feel like an idiot for sharing.
Exactly.
And at the same time, like, you're over it.
You know, it was really, so perfect example of that. It was really sweet. So we were at, I can't even remember where we were, but there was a dad there, with his little ones. And I was trying to get my little one to go, 'cause it was, you know, we had to leave, and, you know, he goes to me, he's like, oh, my wife taught me this thing. You know, my darling wife taught me this great thing. Just, you know, you basically have to say, you can either, I'll either pick you up or you can walk and you can follow, walk and follow me. And I'm like, oh yeah, two choices. I was like, yeah, I know that. It's just that right now,
gotta go. That's adorable.
And it was so sweet. I'm like, look at you listening.
Which is great. Love to see it. Love to see it.
But however, we have to go, and this child is not going to do the two choices thing right now, you know. But it wasn't in that instance, it wasn't like,
yeah,
that wasn't upsetting. It was,
he was genuinely probably trying to help. He was like, this is gonna save this lady's day.
He really was. And I was like, that cute.
Good on you. Yeah. Like, I mean, it's just, it is survival with these littles. It really is. And I think that we also, like, I know you and I both are readers and researchers. And so when we're coming to an issue, before we've even hit some big milestone, we have listened to podcasts and read the articles and done all the things. Like, we've taken in way, way more information than we even need before we've even gotten to that point.
I mean, that and I don't know. For me, sometimes it's just like there's some things that are going to happen. You have to embrace it. But for other things, I'm like, okay, I'm just going to live in this moment and I'm going to use my common sense. I'm going to get through this with the child that I know from personal experience being with her every day.
I think I know her. Yeah. Thanks though. Thanks.
I feel like I have just a slight advantage.
Barely. I mean, not really. Oh my God. It's so true. It's so true. And everyone's experiences are so, so vastly different.
But like, yeah. And it's interesting when you get, I would say I don't think my parents really do it that much. They don't really give like unsolicited, I wouldn't say it's unsolicited advice because it's not really advice. They kind of just like, they're like, do this. And I'm like, well, that's not really advice. Right.
So that's parenting another thing entirely. Your child. Yeah. Uh-huh.
But not even, and even then they don't even really interfere too much, you know?
Sure.
But it's interesting when, I don't know, like the hubby reads something and he's like, oh, like it's, did you hear about this? And it's like,
I can't.
I appreciate it. I do appreciate it because I'm like, okay, you are trying to develop your parenting skills. And I appreciate it. And I love that. But sometimes I'm like, really?
Couple steps behind.
Couple?
We love you, Tim.
But
I know. I actually said to Andrew the other day, and I think it really did like maybe just make him think of things in a different light. I just, and this is my personality. I am the person that always takes things on. Like, okay, have you ever watched Gilmore Girls?
Yeah.
Maybe okay. So there's this character, Paris Geller. She's obnoxious. Oh, hi, Bill. We've got a visitor. Hi, honey. Do you want to wave hi to Miss Adiotti?
Yes. She wanted to say hi.
We're just going to keep it rolling. Okay. So Paris Geller, she is this character that basically any school project, right?
Yeah.
And she gets put in a group and they show up to the first meeting and she has like a packet that's already bound and printed of all of the research and the articles and all the things. Like before they've even got, like these other kids are like, I didn't even know what the assignment was yet. And you've already done. Okay.
Right.
That's how I am. So I come to a situation having done as much research on my own as I can typically. And I, because of that, I tend to kind of steamroll because I'm like, well, you're at A and I'm at like P, right? But the other day he was like, you know, well, you usually tell me what, you know, I don't remember what the conversation was, but basically I was asking him to, you know, like, what do you think we should do?
Oh my goodness. And, please. What do you think? Yes.
Yeah. And he was like, well, you know, you're the one that always has, you know, you know, the ways, or you have an idea of how you want this done. And I was like, I think that you forget that this is still my first time too.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah. I think as moms, especially, there's just kind of, hi, baby. There's just this like, what are you doing? Here you go.
Purple.
You want the purple?
Purple.
There you go.
Purple.
Okay. Purple. Only on your paper. Only on your paper. Off you go. Have daddy get you your paper pad, okay? Paper pad.
Purple.
Off you go. Anyways,
leaves the door open.
I mean, the wheels are off the bus over here. I don't know if you've noticed that. Wheels are off the bus. So yeah, anyways, I mean, all this is to say, and for those of you that are listening, they're like, I've been that person giving you advice or, you know, offering.
Oh, yeah.
I am telling you, as long as, because I also don't have a problem being like, I appreciate what you're trying to do. And I don't need it.
No,
so I promise if I haven't said that second piece to you, I've appreciated whatever you shared.
See, I don't know. I kind of, I don't know what it is, but there's some, like, if somebody asks you how my, asks me how my day is, like, I will tell them, like, and especially if it is an SHIT storm, I'm like, yep, yeah, girl, girl, you know, I am not like, right. I am an open book when it comes to that. But for some reason that invites all of this mostly unsolicited feedback then. And I'm like, oh man, I should have just said I was okay. You know? But
bring your coloring pad in here.
Yeah, but I don't know. I there are some instances where I'm like, okay, I can't. It's, you know, it's okay to listen to what some, you know, some
right. No, that's true.
You never know. And some days I'm just over it and find it offensive because if you know me, you know that you know, like, you kind of know where I'm coming from in
right
things, but.
Most of the time it's coming from people that don't necessarily know us that well. I feel like strangers or acquaintances, excuse me, I feel like are much more likely to share.
They're much more likely to do that. And then the other part of that is too, it's like, it feels like you're just trying to, like, so I, like, there are some people who just try to portray their lives as this perfect put together thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that they have it all figured out, but that is really just a, you know, a mask for what's really for the SHIT storm that they may have been going through or are going through or whatever. And it's like, just everyone be real.
Yeah. I struggle with that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. Everybody should feel like they deserve to share how it actually is. And I think some people, it's like, they don't want, it's an image thing, right? Like, they don't want judgment, people to think they don't have it figured out.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess I just, as I've gotten older, I've just realized over and over and over that literally everyone has their stuff. And regardless of who's sharing and who's not, everyone is struggling.
100%.
I mean, it's just some people keep it quiet and some people don't. I don't know.
Some people don't, or
I'm not shy. Well, about
some
it.
People keep it quiet. Some people don't. And some people pretend that nothing's ever
happened. That's true.
Right. So in that, when I get that unsolicited, when I get feedback from that type, I'm just flabbergasted. I'm like, well,
right.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever makes you feel better. But I should get better about the, I appreciate that. But actually,
I don't know if you can hear all the instructions I'm being given on the other end right now.
Unsolicited
advice from Blair herself.
Nice.
Did you slobber on my foot?
Well, you know, when that happened to me last.
What is happening? What is happening in this house? There is a lot going on. I'm sitting here trying to just record this and let her draw next to me. And I look down and she licked my foot. So that's cool.
Love you.
I mean,
nothing says I love you like a lick to the foot.
Toddlers. And they're a special breed. Mm. Well, yeah. Anything else? Would you like any unsolicited advice about anything?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, great. No. Me neither.
Ugh. I can't even, you know, I'm just trying to survive with my own unsolicited advice. I give my own self unsolicited
advice. Amen.
You know? So
that is so true. No one is harder on us than we are. And
100%. Agreed.
Oh, that is beautiful. Look at that. I can see you worked really hard on that. Do you want to show Miss Adioti? Oh, we're gonna pause so that you can see her.
Oh my!
Writing
God.
A letter.
Yeah, to Santa.
A letter to Santa.
That's so good.
Well done, Miss Adioti. Really liked it. Yeah, you want to do another? This is what happens when two moms try to record or try to do much of anything.
Oh, booger.
That's okay.
I draw like
him. Yeah. Do you want a new page?
Yeah.
Okay, great. There you go.
Let me hold it.
Sure.
First, I have a
Oh, we didn't even do And he can't.
Oh my gosh, can't. And he can't.
Mommy, you have a wooden brick boat.
Aww.
Made of, not trusting the blue one, okay. Up made of way.
Just got a lot to say. Okay, cans and can'ts. I feel like I went first last time.
I'm gonna throw
it over to you.
Fantastic. Love that. For me. Let's see. See, this is difficult for me right now. I am.
You are an intelligent woman.
You are strong.
You are strong. Right? You are kind.
You are good. Dude, let's not. Actually, that leads me to my can is having done all the affirmations since baby.
Yes.
And having her, you know, just kind of do them out on her own, you know, or guided, but still, the can't, and it's not really a can't, but it's just like, oh, wow. I guess it's not a can't, but it's like the confidence that I feel like that builds and then how that's used against me is the part where it's a can't. It's the can't, right? So it's
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I love that you are becoming
just like defeated. I just like put my head down, like
I love this confidence. I love this strength, but Lord, yes, like,
but not like, against me.
Come on, use it for the power of good towards mama and not toddler evil. So that's my hodgepodge.
You don't want purple. Okay, got it.
That was my
Frankenstein. That's hilarious. And so true. Yeah, we do those affirmations too. And yeah, I feel like she is a strong-willed woman, and someday, I just keep saying, someday this is really going to be a good thing.
Yeah,
that day is not today.
100%.
But someday.
We should probably practice those affirmations. Perhaps we will feel strong enough to then counter or match their strength, right?
I totally, I completely agree, because then we would actually be able to match the sheer level. I'm like, oh my gosh,
already
it is impressive. Right? Already. Right, there you go, babe. It is impressive. Okay, well, I love that. I'm in a very similar boat as you on that currently in life. I would say can't is, what would my can't be? What's my can't? My can't is, if I'm being honest about my can't in this moment.
Oh, okay.
I am in this weird in-between limbo where I'm waiting. So I've mentioned that I have expressed interest in going back to school in the fall. You are. That's great. And I just hate being in the in-between of waiting because I can't focus on anything else. And I'm like looking at job stuff all day, every day online, and like, do I apply? Do I not? Do I wait? Do I not? Like, what do I do? And so hoping to get some clarity on that soon, but that's my can't, because I'm really struggling to just be patient. Like, I don't have a choice. I'm acting like I have a choice, but I don't. Wow. Look at that. Did you keep that? That is very neat. It's very orderly. Wow. Okay. Show this to Miss Adiochi.
Oh, that's really good.
That is really good. It's in the lines.
Yeah.
Nice job. Can you do another one?
Sure.
Of course.
Yeah. Oh, I can.
No, of course. And then my can would be, what's my can? My can, okay, I'm going to take a page out of your book. My can is that I've really been getting, like, when I let myself think about being back at my school in the fall, when I like visualize that, I get really, really, really excited. So my can is that I'm really looking forward to working with students again and doing my thing.
And experiencing this new teacher,
right,
Lauren, because you will be.
She's different. Let me tell you.
You are different. You're different. You're different.
Mm-hmm.
You would know.
If I can do, if I can pop in, if anybody understands that that musical reference, good on you. I love to like just plug a good musical reference in there.
I mean, can't help it. If you know, you know.
Okay, like no one knows.
Right. We do. That's okay. Everyone else is like, what?
What are you doing?
Well, we would love to know what kind, maybe we should poll the people and see what kind of fun unsolicited advice they've been given.
Yes.
Please. I feel like that would be entertaining. Like, let's at least laugh about it, right?
Let's. And, you know, we have an anonymous place for you to do that.
We do.
On, actually, it'll be on the bottom of this post.
Yeah, you can just click right on it.
Yeah, you can just click right on it and lay it all out there and let us laugh with you. Let us read some. Please,
we would love to.
Yeah.
We would love to. Well, thank you for bearing with us. I know that today, I'm just going to speak for myself. You are always articulate and elegant with your words. I really felt like today I was struggling. So thanks for bearing with me, because with the toddler popping in and out every 3 seconds, that was just, you know, it's real life.
The topic or the subject of the video is SHIT storm.
Yep, I think so.
You're like, why aren't you saying it? Because I won't say it. But that's how I feel.
Good for you. Good for you. I usually just let it fly. I'm getting better though, because you know who's repeating everything now?
Yes.
That just started this week.
For you.
Officially. And I have an easy, this is, I mean, not that anyone cares, but I can turn it on and off because of teaching. I have potty mouth and I should work on that.
Right.
I don't. But I can turn it on and off because I'm used to walking in a classroom and it's like a persona, right? It's, you know, turn it off. Andrew, not so much. And he's really struggling because she is repeating everything this week. And it is less than ideal. Let me say that.
They repeat the things that you didn't realize you said, though. That's funny.
Oh, yeah. That's funny, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now we had some fun. We had some fun moments.
I know, in for fear of judgment. That's
I'll tell you when we stop recording.
Yeah, we can tell each other. There we go.
Well, thank you as always for tuning in. We love you. We love you so much.
Love you lots.
All right, and we will chat soon.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Can't Handle It. We're so glad you're here.
If you enjoyed listening, make sure you rate, review, and share with your friends.
Also, remember to hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts so the episodes automatically download when they drop on Wednesday mornings.
See you next week.